Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of the Photo Tips Under 2 Minutes podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to mention the Corpus Callosum Facebook group I've created. The purpose of this group is to bring like-minded creatives such as yourself together in order to inspire and be inspired by others around the globe. I'd love for you to be part of the journey as the group builds and have dropped the link in the descriptive script below. Now, on to today's episode. The audio in this episode was stripped from a guide I put together for the Photoreceptor Cell YouTube channel. So if you wanted to watch along, head over to the channel, which I'll link within the description box for this episode. Hello everybody, Gary Fernan here for Photoreceptor Cell, and in this guide I'm going to show you how to create that widescreen look for your still image using Photoshop. So like always, Command J, let's duplicate that background layer just in case something goes wrong. Select the marquee tool and we're literally just going to drag a box down. You can make this as narrow or as wide as you like. Hold down Control and click. We're going to go fill. Make sure the content is black. Going to keep the mode normal. Opacity 100%. Hit OK. And that fills. Back into the box. Hold down Control and select. And we'll say layer via copy. Now that brings up layer 2 in the panel here. V on the keyboard, hold down shift, and then just drag that copied layer down to the bottom. And there you go. Guys, no more difficult than that. And that is how you create a widescreen look and feel to your still image in Photoshop. Take care, guys, and I shall see you next time. One last thing before you go. I appreciate time is precious, but could I ask a small favour? It would mean so much to me if you would rate and or review this podcast. My aim is to provide you with bite-sized pieces of information that will motivate and inspire you to go out and be creative. And by doing this small favour, it lets me know that I'm achieving just that. Or not, I suppose it depends on whether you give me 1 star or 5. Regardless, it gives me an indication as to whether I'm succeeding or off the beaten path. You're the best.